The views, information, or opinions expressed during the Geeks Under the Influence podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of RVA Magazine, Loot Crate, Amazon.com, or their employees. Listener discretion is advised. Fuck off if you don't like it.
Here's the Geeks Under the Influence podcast interview with Ben Schultz, event coordinator for MAGFest Presents Richmond Game Over 2.0.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to a very special interview with Ben Schultz, one of the people putting together MAGFest Presents Game Over 2.0 at Fallout a little bit later on this month. You can check out the event on the 14th from 6 to 2 a.m. at Fallout, where we normally run trivia every first and third Monday. Thank you for joining us to talk about MAGFest Presents Game Over 2.0.
Thank you very much for having me.
We were talking a little bit before we started the interview about this is not MAGFest putting it on. It's mainly locals that are putting this together, correct?
Right. So the whole Game Over thing is basically for the fans, by the fans. It started when a couple of people near me, they were all like, why don't we have like a local nerdy concert, like gaming, video game, concert night, that whole thing that MAGFest does on a four-day level. But, you know, something a little closer to home, something that people don't have to drive 2 hours away to get to, something that you can go home at the end of the night and not have to worry about, you know, finding a hotel space or paying all that extra money to get to. So,
well, it's a lot easier to just do a night thing in town where people, you don't have to worry about spending the money on hotels. You can spend that on booze and like retro video games for sale at the event and stuff like that.
Exactly. Yeah. And what we try to do is bring all of these local venues and these performers together and people who may not have heard about them through them having such a small draw, you know. Mm-hmm. And what we like to do is we bring all retro consoles. So it's like Super Nintendo, Nintendo, Nintendo 64, the early generation stuff. We'll put them on CRTs so that way they look really crisp.
Yeah.
None of that big, like super stretched out. Things like that. And then we'll do that alongside the concerts like all night long. Mm-hmm. And basically the bar will be open. They'll be serving food. Hopefully they'll have like video game themed drinks and drink specials and stuff like that going on. So.
Sweet. And I mean, the timing on this is the second year you guys have been doing it, right? The Richmond version.
Yeah, we had it October 1st last year. So it's right around the same time.
Excellent. But Richmond's really starting to understand the whole draw of the barcade. There's two that are going to be opening up in town here very soon. And I know, especially with our listeners and our panelists, all of us are old retro gamers. I got like one of those retro duo systems that plays Nintendo and Super Nintendo. And
I think it's like Retron 5 or whatever.
There's a few different ones, yeah. But I used to have an old Nintendo, but of course, you know, after 25 years, it finally gave up the ghost. But we all love retro gaming. So the idea of being able to go out to a bar, drink some beers, eat some food, and like game, I mean, that's great. But aside from all the games, there's also some entertainment happening that night as well, right?
Absolutely. There's going to be a few DJs, a few like multiple piece like bands, like full bands. And then we've also got a couple guys that do, familiar with chiptune music?
Oh, very much.
So we've got a couple guys that are going to be doing that. And then also the Gothsicles, which I think is going to be pretty exciting for people, especially if they're local or they know Fallout.
Mm-hmm.
He's really excited to come to play like a MAGFest official kind of event. And we're super excited to have him. So
from what I understand, the last time Gothsicles came through and played Fallout, the crowd was big and there was a hell of a response. A lot of fun, and it's like a mixture of like goth and just uber nerdiness.
That's basically what we want to do. Hosting it at Fallout, you know, we want to bring both communities together.
Yep.
They may not interact with each other on a day-to-day basis, but we can change that.
Yeah, fair enough. Let me go through a few of the names here for music. We've got A Rival, Anova, D&D Sluggers, DJ 8-Bit Mullet, that's a great name, DJ Supersonic, Fingers, who I actually met at Pixelfest in Norfolk earlier, very nice guy, and knows what he's doing behind the DJ booth, and the Gothsicles, of course, and Gunblade X is who you have currently set up for lineup.
So for the most part, we always try to bring in as many local bands as possible, but because Richmond tends to have a lot of like a, you know, punk scene and that kind of stuff. A lot of developing bands don't tend to go towards the VGM route. So we tended to, like last year and this year, we're going to pad the showcase with a couple of out-of-town bands.
Sure.
Hopefully get them some love from places where they don't normally get to tour, or get them some fans from out of their area.
Absolutely. And I know a lot of Richmonders tend to go out of town for shows anyway, so it's not that big a deal to get somebody, you know, from nearby cities or regions to come and hang
out,
because still a good chance for us to go and see them elsewhere. The doors are at 6 till 2 a.m. The event's $14 in advance and $19 at the door. Where would they go to get the tickets?
So you can go to the, there's a website, I think it's on the Facebook page, but it's brownpapertickets.com.
Oh, yeah, I love them because they don't charge like crazy amounts for surcharges.
Yeah, and you can just search the Game Over. There's probably actually two links from last year.
Okay.
But it's the Game Over 2.0.
Okay. Man, I'm excited about this. Now, you said that the last time you did this, there was a pretty good response. Everybody seemed to have a really good time, correct?
Yeah. Last year, we ended up... So I had a pretty big bar tab because I called in a few favors to have people come out. I was like, yeah, I'll buy you a drink. It's cool. And then, you know, 50 friends later, you realize that that's probably not such a good idea. But now that we've got them on the hook, hopefully they'll come back for this year. And it's gonna be a really good time. Well, a lot of people, we actually had people coming from as far as like North Carolina, Maryland. I think we had a couple people come all the way up from Georgia because some of the people that were touring, like Richmond was the closest city that they've ever been to their
locale. Oh, gotcha. Yeah. When you contacted me about, you know, seeing if we could do something together for Game Over 2.0, it was kind of a no-brainer because it's retro gaming at a bar. I mean, that's kind of like... I mean, that's what we call Geeks Under the Influence. I mean, that's like our bread and butter right there, is geeks that like to sit around, drink beer, and make fun of each other and have a good time. So I can't imagine a better event for us to plug for GUI.
Especially at Fallout 2. I mean, they've been nothing but great to us. They're a wonderful venue. Mm-hmm. Everybody should come out here more than just for Game Over.
Maybe trivia nights every first and third Monday. But aside from that, a lot of people actually don't know this, but Fallout during the weekdays is not a members-only nights. During the weekdays, you can come in without a membership, and that's the same as Game Over 2.0. There is no membership required to go to this event, correct?
Yeah, that's kind of a big thing, is that unfortunately, people who attend Fallout normally as members will have to get a ticket to that event because it's not associated with the physical.
Oh, they do shows here on weekends, too. It's the same thing. You still
hopefully with the, you know... the offerings that we're bringing, the retro video games, the music, the mm-hmm. environment, just the vibe. It's going to be so much fun. There's going to be dancing. And originally, we tried to get arcades in here, but it's such a narrow space that we might have to look at like a second venue in the summer or springtime to do some arcade kind of stuff. So
I think just the retro games alone is going to make it worth people's while to come out here and check it out. I mean, you figure like with $14 in advance, if you went to like a barcade or something like that, you're going to spend more on quarters and stuff to play those games than you would just for the $14 for both the bands and all the retro gaming that's going on.
So. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've said everything. It's going to be, because they're consoles, it's going to be free play, obviously, once you get in. There will be a tournament for Mario Kart 64.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. There was a huge outcry after we did a Smash tournament last year. They were like, you can't do the same thing 2 years in a row. So we were like, all right, what do you guys want? They said Mario Kart. And we were like, what better, you know, classic one than Mario Kart 64?
That's
the first one
good.
With the four-player interaction and the blue shell where everybody's going to hate their lives when they're at the end of the race in first place.
Now, I would remind people that even though it is more than okay to be spirited about the gaming, no kung fu fighting if you get hit with the blue shell, please. Like, that's not good for anybody involved. I would throw my suggestion for next year that GoldenEye is always a good
time.
We
actually
as well.
Had a small draw for the first person shooters, so we ran a poll basically when the event like first kicked off,
mm-hmm.
and Mario Kart kind of won by a landslide. So that we'll take that into consideration next year. We're gonna try and keep things fresh. Like everybody said, you don't want to have the same thing 2 years in a row. So
no, absolutely.
GoldenEye is definitely, I feel like, on the track to be the next tournament. Well, maybe Perfect Dark or something like that.
Yeah. Just Perfect Dark. Yes, absolutely. I think it's important that people come out, especially if you're part of the gaming community within Richmond, to come out to this because this is the second year. It did well the first year, but these are the kind of events that you need to stand behind. You need to support locally in order for it to continue, to get bigger, to get more bands, bigger bands coming in, more consoles, make it more exciting. Because that's, from what I understand, kind of how MAGFest got to where it is now, is just through, word of mouth and getting people to actually show up.
Yeah, absolutely. So when MAGFest started, there were only 300 people. And now I think it's like 15 or 16 years later. I mean, it's taken time, but we're almost the size of like I don't know, a big comic convention or something like that. We've grown to 20,000 people, and we've outgrown the attendance cap of our hotel, basically. We can't hold more people. There's no more rooms to put people into. But the people who run MAGFest will be at this one, so we really need to show them what kind of spirit Richmond has and how much support and love we have for the scene.
Absolutely.
From the venue, you know, to the people performing, to the kind of equipment that they are providing us that people want to see here. You know, there's a warehouse full of arcade machines, and if we can find enough people that really want to see that happen, they'll make it happen.
Oh, that, so basically MAGFest is willing to put their themselves behind you and get you to have bigger events as long as there's enough people to justify.
Sure, absolutely.
So that's why, like, second year, this is important to just do bigger and better than than last year, and then the year after that get bigger, and then we're going to end up with just, I don't know, MAGFest 2 Electric Boogaloo or something down in Richmond. So I wanted to throw out, you got a little bit of help from, you just got a new sponsor or somebody that's helping out at least with bringing like cartridges and stuff for sale, right?
Right. So there's a store called Regen in Maryland. They're kind of more local to the MAGFest area because they're based out of Baltimore.
Okay.
But Regen is two people basically that are running this tiny little video game store, and they're excellent, wonderful people. They take such good care of their customers. They took such good care of their games. They do nothing but guarantee quality. So they're going to bring down some retro stuff. Hopefully, basically, what you'll be playing. So, you know, you'll get a little taste. You'll remember what it's like to play those games. And then you'll think, oh, I want to take that home with me. And then they'll be able to put that into your hands and send you on your way so that the party doesn't have to stop when you leave Fallout.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the most beautiful things about retro gaming is that there's these games that you haven't played since you were a kid a lot of the time. And then all of a sudden you find a copy of it, like Turbo, one of our panelists, and my girlfriend, for her birthday, I got her Hudson's Adventure Island for the Nintendo. She hadn't played that since she was a kid, and she was so happy to find it. And I looked at it, and I'm like, I don't remember playing this game, and it looks easy as shit. It's not. It's super not easy.
Yeah, I just played through the original Mega Man. My girlfriend has a 3DS with all of these NES games loaded onto it.
Yeah.
Because it is really expensive to try and, you know, get all of those traditional classic games.
It can be. Some of them are going for a decent price now.
Yeah, absolutely. And it took me, I want to say, maybe 3 days straight, like, saving my progress on the 3DS, you know, putting the screen to sleep so I didn't lose where I was in the game to beat that game. That's how insanely challenging it was.
No, some of those old games, you know, the graphics, of course, aren't as good as the modern games, but as far as difficulty level goes, they are no joke. I just got Friday the 13th for NES, and that game is impossible. You just don't beat that game.
Regarded as an impossible game.
Yeah, I think I've gotten maybe to the third day, and that's about it on that game. And I'm stoked when that happens. So, thank you for sitting down and talking with us about MAGFest 2.0, or Game Over 2.0. That's going to be at Fallout on the 14th of October, from 6 p.m. to
pretty much until they kick us out, hopefully.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
We'll try to keep it going as long as we can.
It's going to be an absolute blast. Make sure to check out their Facebook event page. Also, they have a website that all of that information is going to be in the notes for this interview. So just look at the notes, and there will be links to all that stuff. And we'll see you guys down here. It's going to be an absolute blast. Thank you for sitting down with me.
Thanks so much, man.
All right, man.
Come see us, guys.
GUIPodcast.com